Hi, this is Ed Goldstein with NASA Public Affairs. I'm talking to Venetia Fair, the lady who 76 years ago had the distinction of suggesting the name for Pluto, the newly discovered ninth planet. Venetia is currently a retired school teacher living in Epsom, England.
At NASA, we're very excited because next Tuesday, hopefully, we're going to launch the first robotic mission to Pluto. And given that you had the historic role of naming the planet, I wonder if you're quite excited about it.
Yes, I certainly am.
Venetia, can you tell me a little bit about the circumstances that happened in 1930 that brought you to suggest the name of Pluto?
Yes, I don't quite know why I suggested. I think it was on March the 14th, 1930, and I was having breakfast with my mother and my grandfather, and my grandfather read out at the great news, and said he wondered what it would be called. And for some reason, I, after a short pause, said, why not call it Pluto? I did know, I was fairly familiar with Greek and Roman legends from various children's books that I'd read. And, of course, I did know about the solar system and the names the other planets have. And so I suppose I just thought that this was a name that hadn't been used. And there it was. The rest was entirely my grandfather's work.
And your grandfather was a librarian, I understand, who had a lot of friends who were astronomers.
That's exactly right. He was retired, but he had been Bodley's librarian, which means the head librarian in the Bodleian at Oxford, which is the university library, of course.
And he suggested the name to the astronomer Herbert Hall Turner, who then in turn cabled the idea to the American astronomers at the Lowell Observatory. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Professor Turner had been astronomer royal in the past, and was a professor at Oxford. On the day it was suggested, my grandfather dropped a note to him. He was, on that day, attending a meeting in London of the Royal Astronomical Society. They were all thinking about names, but for some reason, none of them thought of Pluto.
And you thought about it because of the Greek and Roman mythology about Pluto being the god of the underworld.
I doubt if I was as subtle as that.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was a name that hadn't been used so far and might be an obvious one to have.
And was it also because the first two letters, PL, had a connection with Percival Lowell?
No, I certainly didn't realize or appreciate that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I quite see it would have been a major factor in their deciding that it was a good name. And it is certainly appropriate.
What happened once the planet was named? I understand it was named in May of 1930, and were you thrilled when you heard that your suggestion was the one that Pluto would be the name?
Yes, I certainly was thrilled. It was exciting for a small girl, really, at the time.
How were you informed about it?
I think my grandfather told me. I'd heard nothing, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just really forgotten about it
the
intervening months. But he was fairly active.
Was there any great fanfare when the name was announced?
To a limited extent. I think the newspapers were mostly occupied by the exploits of the woman pilot, Amy Johnson, at the time. There was a certain amount in a few papers, I think. My grandfather collected any information there was through a press agency and put it into two scrapbooks that I have, which I treasure, and from which I can refresh my memory at times.
Well, we hope you have that scrapbook out next week when we launch New Horizons.
Yes, I expect so. All I know is that I've just been, by the way, been sent rather a nice little badge by Johns Hopkins University, which I think is probably the badge I would have been wearing if I'd been able to go to the launch. So I think I'll wear it from now until after the launch.
Wonderful. Now, I understand your great-uncle, Henry Madden, is that how you pronounce it?
That's right, yes.
He also named Phobos and Deimos of Mars. So you come from a family of people who name heavenly bodies.
Yes, I think that's one of the nicest things about the whole story. I'm so very pleased because he had done that from a much more knowledgeable base that I hit upon the name Pluto. It's all been very nice for me, really.
I would imagine so. Have you ever seen Pluto through a telescope?
I don't think I have. I've just seen a photograph of Pluto. I think one of the photograph of what Clyde Tombaugh was looking at, and the next picture showing that the same little pinpoint had moved a certain degree. I have been to Flagstaff, and they were very kind, and they showed us around, and they showed us the telescope through which it was first seen.
Did you ever meet Clyde Tombaugh?
No, never, sadly.
Did you ever correspond with him?
No.
I understand some school kids here in America recently corresponded with you from the St. Mary's Episcopal School in Memphis. That must have been nice.
Yes, it was a great joy. I quite suddenly had 62 letters. I think they were all sat down, all the 8 or 9 year olds, with instructions to write a letter for me. This must have been an English essay for them or something. But they were very charming letters, and I enjoyed every one of them.
Do people in your hometown know you have this role in history?
Not to any great extent. They may know, well, some of them may know, because I believe the BBC, when it does its coverage of the launch, which I'm sure will be fairly thorough, may slip in a bit, a small interview with me. But on the whole, it doesn't arise in conversation. I mean, you don't just go around telling people that you named Pluto. But quite a lot of friends know and are interested.
You mean you've never had that temptation at a holiday gathering to tell your friends that?
Well, not really. But sometimes it's nice. Sometimes I'm glad to have them know.
What, if anything, would you tell the scientists and the engineers and all the people who've worked on this New Horizons mission? What would you say to them?
I would say, I think, the best of luck. And I can only hope that they discover all that they want to discover from this probe, which must be one of the most exciting things that's happened astronomically and recently.
When you look back at your life, isn't it amazing that there you were, an 11-year-old who named this planet, and we've come so far technologically that we can now send a spacecraft all that distance into the solar system to this planet, Pluto?
Yes, it is absolutely amazing, but it is paralleled by almost everything that's happened in the world, hasn't it? I mean, we have stepped so far into the future, as it were, since the 1920s and 1930s. It leaves one absolutely stunned.
Do you like to look up at the stars?
Very much. Sadly, it gets increasingly difficult to. It's so well lit round here that only the brightest stars really get a look in, unless we have a power cut, of course. But occasionally, if one is in the country and it's a good clear night, I think it's absolutely wonderful.
Now, I understand you were a teacher. What did you teach?
I taught economics, which had been my subject at university, and a little elementary maths.
And at no time did you ever tell your students that you had named Pluto?
I don't think so, no. It didn't really come to mind much. There have been years and years when I've never really thought about it. I think it's only since Patrick Moore wrote an article in Sky and Telescope in 1984, and I should think that since then there has been an increasing amount of interest in it, especially in America, which has been delightful for me because as one gets older, one's horizons narrow, and it's been very nice to have, they'll say, these letters from St. Mary's in Memphis, or, well, this chap now, shall we say,
very nice of you to talk with us, too. And on behalf of NASA, we really thank you for your enthusiasm and for all that you've done to help advance the exploration and discovery of the universe around us.
Well, that's very nice of you. I have my kind invitation from NASA, and I treasure that, too. I shall put it on the mantelpiece, I think, conspicuously to look at. And I just wish everybody concerned with the launch that the whole thing will be the success they hope.
Well, so nice to talk to you. Thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, and you, and thank you very much.